Meditations for Wives. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 4. I am a virtuous woman, and I am the crown of my husband. Matthew chapter 19, verse 6. What God has joined together, no one must put asunder. God has put my husband and I together, and I let no one put this union asunder. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 3 and 4. I render unto my husband the affection due to him. The wife does not have authority over her own body, but the husband. And likewise also the husband does not have authority over his own body, but the wife. I give to my husband all that are his rights as a married man. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 5. I do not deprive my husband of his rights, except with consent for a time, that I and my husband may give ourselves to prayer and fasting, and come together again, so that Satan does not tempt me for my lack of self-control. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 14. I am a believer in Christ, and my husband and children are sanctified by me. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 22 to 24. I submit myself unto my husband as unto the Lord. My husband is the head, even as Christ is the head of the church. As the church is subject to Christ, so do I subject to my husband in everything. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 31. I left my father and mother, and I am joined to my husband, and we are one flesh together. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 33. I love, respect, reverence, and adore my husband. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 4. My marriage to my husband is honorable, and our marriage bed is undefiled in the sight of God. Genesis chapter 2, verse 23, and chapter 3, verse 16. My desire is towards my husband. I give pleasure towards him. I am the bone of his bones and the flesh of his flesh. Titus chapter 2, verse 4 and 5. I love my husband, and I love my children. I am discreet, chaste, and a good homemaker. I am obedient to my husband, that the word of God be not blasphemed. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 1. I am submissive to my husband, and when he is disobedient to the word of God, he is won over by my behavior. My Christ-like behavior towards him win him over without the use of any spoken word. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 3 and 4. My adorning is not the outward adorning of plaiting of hair, the wearing of gold, or the wearing of apparel, but it is the adorning of the hidden man of the heart, the adorning of a meek and quiet spirit, which is very precious in the sight of God. This is the end of Meditations for Wives.